Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Man, it's been a busy Wednesday up here at Flowery Branch. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Thanksgiving to every one of you, and thanks for making us a part of your day. A couple of things to get to, because today, with the timing of everything that's going on, we had a chance to visit with Raheem Morris. You're going to hear that later this hour and hear his comments about what's going on with this quarterback situation, the sets we're running, Kirk Cousins' input, etc. That's on the way. Connor Riley is going to join us in less than 10 minutes from now as we get ready for clean old-fashioned hate, Georgia Tech, Georgia, and we'll talk about the rankings with him as well. But we've got to get to our picks, which we're going to do. But before we do, Mike, this breaking news. And we told you, it could happen before we got out of here today. The injunction was filed by Gainesville to have their players remain on the field for Friday night's game, and that is what's happened. Superior Court Judge Clint Bearden.
Yeah, again, if you, I said to Carl, who do you have on your fantasy judge list? He rules for Gainesville. He grants the injunction that keeps GHSA from suspending those 34 players for the 6A playoff matchup with Langston Hughes because of their involvement in the fight down in Brunswick. The Brunswick coach goes to bat for Gainesville, basically saying that, you know, they shouldn't be punished because the ref, and again, as we said, Carl and I did like a mock trial of this moot court where I said if I was the judge for the lawyer for Gainesville going in front of the judge, say, look, you know, the GHSA didn't provide proper officiating, which could have nipped the situation in the bud. They didn't protect our players. And unfortunately, now we're getting penalized for simply stepping up to protect our players from maybe getting injured in a fight. So either way, whatever he decided, that's how Clint made his decision. Thank you, Judge Clint. Hashtag free red elephants. And now they're good to go. And as I said, Carl, to a number of folks that are a little snarky about this, if this was your kid and he's deprived of his last game potentially to play in high school football over this, I think you'd be feeling a little bit differently. And I think this is the right decision. And just real quick, I said to Carl off the air to Day-Day, I've seen the Georgia High School Sports Association do some really stupid stuff in my 27 years here. Sometimes they've come off as a really fat-headed bureaucracy with a lack of common sense over instant replay. Other things you've seen around the country, seen it in basketball as well. So I'm not exactly a fan. I think this is a great ruling.
I'm happy for these kids. I'm happy that they get a chance to live their dream, even if they don't reach their dream. You only get one shot at this. And usually when your team's really good, it's hard to say woulda, coulda, shoulda. So for these young men and Coach Josh Niblett, who, again, was defending his program and defending his kids and what they did, I'm just happy from that standpoint. And now they can rest, win, lose, or draw, whatever happens this weekend, to say we had a chance. If you would have ran this team out there without these players and without your best players, they had no shot. Langston Hughes is number one. They're really good. This becomes an interesting thing to watch, Mike. And let me tell you something. If Gainesville upsets these guys and if they go on to win the state championship, start making the movie because this is how this stuff happens. Start cutting the checks about making the movie because, hey, this wasn't supposed to happen. I don't know how this plays out. I'm just telling you, having lived it, there's nothing like being in this moment and having a chance with the guys that you've been battling with in pretty much your entire, you know, youth. And now you have a chance to continue that journey. That's all I wanted. It wasn't about right or wrong for me. I know young men make mistakes, and that's why I just didn't understand why the association couldn't say, this is a reaction to something else. We see how it escalated. We don't agree with it, but right. we're going to allow these young men to play. And they were afraid to do that.
Right.
So it goes to a judge, and he says yes.
And again, I just think, you know, I'd love to see how the lawyer played this, what won over the judge to you know, basically throw the injunction in there. I said to Carl yesterday at the end of the show, we had a couple of folks who hit us up, talked about the Colquitt Grayson game where it was starting to get a little chippy. The referees took control, were proactive, got the coaches together, said, look, we're start throwing people out of this game unless you get it in order. For whatever reason, the refs down in Brunswick didn't have the wherewithal or the intestinal fortitude to have that kind of control over a game. That's on the GHSA. So I'm happy for these kids because everything you just said. And now look, if Langston Hughes wipes the floor with him, so be it. But don't let them go out like this. This wasn't a 10-minute fight where parents got involved and kids, it carried out to a parking lot. This thing was over in a minute. Okay, because some kids in Brunswick were showing their butts because they were getting whooped. And again, the adults didn't do the right thing.
Glad that this played out in the way that it did just for the just for the kids. That's where
right
I'm
on.
At. I'm not taking sides one way or the other, just for the young men. And now, here's the deal. Go take advantage of it. Let's see what you got. And this is why we play these high school football games. We know so many communities are involved in this. So many people are affected around the state, and these are lifelong memories. 404-726-0929 wanted to tell you that news, as we talked about it earlier today, did come down, and now that decision has been made. With that, guys, we got to get to the picks of the week. It's time for the picks of the week. And we're doing this at a different time. We normally do it in the 4 o'clock hour, but we've been so busy with the guests and everything that's been going on up here at Flowery Branch. So if you're new to the show, we pick games against the spread, the over-unders. We pick college football and professional football. And right now, Day-Day, what does it look like? Because it feels like anybody could win this thing before the end of the season.
Yeah, things tightened up a little bit. I've fallen back, just slightly back to the pack. I'm still above 500, but I'm sitting at 21-18.
The site's not updating fast enough for you right now, Day-Day. Anyway, your service is what I'm guessing.
He's taking shots.
Wow, Orange taking shots in master control back in Midtown.
This coming from the man who's been staying at my backside.
Yes, this is true.
Wow.
The entire time. Anyway,
not
no,
that
kidding,
far
y'all.
From it, though, boss.
So, Carl, you sit at 18.
This guy finally has a 2-1. He's acting like he's Jimmy the Greek.
You damn right.
Carl.
All right, big O.
Carl sitting.
Pretty big talk from the big man with the big head.
Carl sitting at second in second at 18-21, and then Orin and Mike knotted up 17-22.
Can we talk about the real story though here?
What's that?
That I was 9 games.
Yeah,
out.
You were
right, and the fact that we let you continue where in our old rules you
let
would
us
been,
let me
you would have
you
been
wanted
over.
To
we
run
let you
me
continue,
into the ground
there was
so
a
that
time.
I could be humiliated on this show, but instead the brilliance of yes. Carl.
Well, wait.
When
let
you
me,
were 10,
let
when
me
you were
get
13
this,
games under 5,
let me get
every
this
pick
straight.
You give Carl is
so you
our
adjusted
pity.
The rules to allow Carl to remain, but you won't adjust
oh,
the rules
do
to
that,
allow
day.
Me.
Why you gotta make it about you? You gotta make it about you. All right, let's get to the picks, man.
Oh, yeah, let's get on.
Why you gotta bring up old stuff?
Why you gotta bring up old stuff?
Do this thing.
Do you or Mike want to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, fine.
I'm sick of Orange bloviating. All right. I'm going to go with the over in the Washington-Oregon game at 50.5. Seems like it'll be a lot of points scored in that one. And so I feel that the, you know, again, the fighting Andy Bunkers, the Huskies from UW, who are actually a pretty good team this year, and Oregon, are going to put a lot of points on the board. I think Oregon's going to win the game, but I think it goes along the lines of a 27-24. I went to Florida State. I'm just carry the one. 51 points, Carl. That gives me the over
okay.
at 50.5.
Washington does score.
Right. To the pros, I've got the 49ers going to Cleveland. I think they're going to make Shador's second game a very difficult experience as a starter. San Francisco only at -4.5. I think maybe attributing to some of the injuries San Francisco's dealt with on defense didn't help the Panthers, as San Francisco was able to get the job done the other night at 4.5. And then finally, I'm going to go with the Rams coming to Carolina. It's -10.5 Day-Day. Double check that. I'd love it at 10, but we're going with the Wednesday line.
Yes.
It is the Rams -10.5 going to take on a Panthers team, which I think they're going to beat because the Rams look like the best team in the NFC, if not the NFL right now.
They do. Does it scare you? This might be a letdown moment for them. They've been rolling.
I don't think these guys have letdowns. Jared Verse and Fisk are going to get after. Again, we make Bryce Young look like Fran Tarkin, and they're going to make him look like Bryce Young.
I like it. I like that pick. It sounds like a lot, but, guys, the Rams are the real deal. All right, man. Big O, what do you got? Give us your picks.
All righty. I'm not going to take the same pick as Mike, but I'm going to stay in the same game as Mike. This is Oregon's last chance to impress that committee before all of the good old rankings come out for the CFP. The line is 6.5, so give me Oregon minus 6.5 versus UW. They got to roll over them in that final kind of show of like, hey, put us up here in the top 7 or 8 or whatever so we can at least get a home playoff game because that's basically all they can get right now because they're not going to be in the Big Ten championship with Indiana and Ohio State up there right now. This is good team, bad team. They kind of had a bit of a slip last week, but give me Utah minus 11.5 versus Kansas. Kansas is god-awful, and Utah runs the ball really well.
Yep.
I took it last week. I guess I'm going to take it again. They're trying to scare us right now with the weather, saying it might be windy, it might be cold, and Kirk Cousins can't throw in the wind. Yep. All that be damned. Give me the Falcons minus 2.5
All right.
versus the Jets.
The worm has turned. Orange on. Falcon fever.
Catch it. All right, guys, I'm going to go with IU. They've come this far. And they're not about to give it up right now. They are a 28.5-point favorite over Purdue. Purdue, nice knowing you. Indiana smokes Purdue this weekend.
Purdue did cover against the Buckeyes.
No, they did. But this is this is where Georgia Tech was last week.
Right.
You have a chance to elevate yourself, be in the Big Ten championship game. Here's the other kicker. You could break the school record for victory totals in a single season. And, guys, they haven't won a conference title since 1967. We're talking about Indiana. 11-0, 8-0 in the Big Ten. Set yourself up for Ohio State, which is what I think happens. Give me Indiana to cover against Purdue. Speaking of Ohio State, the Ohio State, this streak has to end. It has to end. Harbaugh's gone. You've been the number one team all season, and no one's even come close. They're a 9.5-point favorite against Michigan, or as they say, Michigan. Do you guys realize Julian Sain has 27 touchdowns and 4 interceptions?
He's like a handful of incompletions, too. He's like 75% completion percentage.
He is balling. Give me Ohio State to cover. They snap this streak against Michigan, finally getting off the schneid. And then let's jump to the NFL. Let's have some fun on Thanksgiving, shall we?
Yes, sir.
Look, Lions at home are a different team than Lions on the road.
They are.
This is a big game in the division against Green Bay.
It is.
The Giants kind of stood their own at home in Ford Field.
I was about to say.
Carlos, give me the look. I'll shut up. Back to your picks.
Yeah, I took that last week, and it didn't go too well for me.
You tried to up that line. That's why I did that.
That's because you took it.
Yeah, you baited me.
Now, let me say this. Okay. I'm not picking that game.
All that mess.
What happened to the courage of your conviction? Leaving Motown in the lurch.
But I do like the Lions. Let's just put it on record. I do like the Lions to cover for 3. But I'm not going to pick that.
Once we hit you with a logic sandwich, you gotta you succumb.
Here's the risk. Here's the risk reward. Joe Burrow's back.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Give me the Bengals to cover the 7.
Oh, it's a big line
against the Ravens.
Wow.
On the road.
5-game win streak for Baltimore, right?
He boosts his team's confidence, his receiver Jamar Chase is back. That's the risk I'm going to take. By the way, that's Thursday night, guys. Yes. Bengals, Ravens. All right, Day-Day.
No T. Higgins, though, Carl, in that game? Concussion? Is that where are you, Andy?
No, not at all. Because when Burrow's been healthy, they have won without T. Higgins.
Right.
They have not won without Jamar Chase on the field. He's back. What do you got, Day-Day?
All right, I'm going to go with SMU. They are a 13.5-point favorite over Cal. I think they will go to Cal. I think they smoke Cal because of the simple fact that they're right there, guys. Pitt, Virginia, one of them loses. SMU is in the ACC championship game.
Right.
And I think they want to also make a statement to the committee like, we deserve to be as high as we need to be. I like SMU.
What's
to put a spanking. 13.5 on that one.
Nothing like when you throw a conference together like you're putting parts together in the dark. and you wrap up with SMU and Cal because nothing says Thanksgiving rivalries like that.
Texas A&M and Texas.
Don't you do this.
Do it, baby.
Don't
I think this is an important game.
Come on,
right
for A&M,
it is.
But it's just
Come
as important
on, Aggies.
For Texas to bring that heat. So give me the over 51.5 in that one. I think these guys are going to shoot it out.
I can deal with that.
Yeah. All right, especially the way – look, the kid, Arch, is playing some
pick
great
a team.
Ball.
He's
what, three games in a row now over 300?
If some people catch some balls against Georgia, it's a different game.
Yeah,
but
very true. That's neither here nor there.
They were scared.
All right, and then my final one, I'm going to go to the NFL as well. Broncos at Commanders. Give me the under on this one, 43.5. Commanders are struggling terribly. And the Broncos offense, to me, just hasn't – they haven't had those wow moments
it's
consecutively.
It's my fear in the playoffs for them. They're gonna, yes. They're a playoff team.
Well, watch out, though, because Commanders are pretty skimpy on defense right now. So this might be the breakout game for Denver.
It might be, but I don't know. Give me I like the under on that one. 43.5.
Mike. All of a sudden, Orin's like Pete Axstump, dropping his little nuggets. I love how this guy goes 2-1 1 week, and now it's like, you know, let me just throw you out there. You know, by the way, on that one,
I can
in case
read.
You know,
I can do stuff.
In case you're
I
wondering.
Can read. It's true. He's dropping in those tidbits. This might be the week to tick to pick the over.
You know, Nick Bakay, and that's why they play the games, Carl.
43.
Yeah, that was great in Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
All right. We got to take a break. There are our picks, guys. We will recap on Monday. We're coming back. Connor Riley joins us next.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Clean, old, fashion hate. It's that time of year. Connor Riley joins us from Dog Nation. Connor, dogs had a cupcake last week. So how prepared are they going to be for this game, knowing last year it went to 8 overtimes? What is the vibe right now in Athens as they get ready to play this game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
I think this year's team has a much healthier respect for what Georgia Tech is capable of. We know last year's 2024 Georgia team had a propensity to play with its food. I think they just sort of assumed that they were going to walk in and beat Tech like they always have. And quite frankly, they were very fortunate to win that game. And if Dan Jackson doesn't force a late fumble, that could have very well been called for targeting. Georgia does not win that game. And they know that this Georgia Tech team led by Haynes King is more than capable of causing them problems. And I think Kirby Smart would even tell you, you know, the fact that they didn't play very well against Pitt last week makes it all the more likely that this Georgia Tech team is going to come out fired up, ready to make something of their season, because they're probably not making the college football playoff now. So a chance to end the year with a win over Georgia would mean a ton to that program, obviously Brent Key chief among them. And they know that they're going to get, much like Florida earlier in the season, Georgia Tech's best shot on Friday.
What do you think about this this Georgia defense and the way they've evolved? I know we've talked about it going back to our first conversations in the preseason. You felt there was a ceiling. I don't blame you. I think we did too. There'd be a ceiling with this team. But the defense continues to evolve. I don't think that Haynes King can do some of the things that I think you saw him do in the earlier in the season. He may have a touchdown or two, but I think you saw what Pitt did. I think Georgia can do the same.
The growth that this defense has had from where they were at the beginning of the season, especially you think those games against Alabama, against Tennessee, even Ole Miss. But really, since that second bye week, I think this defense has come out and played at such a high level, so fundamentally sound. Effectively, and this is what they did so well against Texas, daring Texas to make the great plays to beat them. And Arch Manning couldn't do that. Now, Haynes King is obviously a very different quarterback and a very capable one. I will say, Georgia, not having C.J. Allen in this game, that is a significant loss, in my opinion. I think he would have done a very good job of keeping a hat on the hat when it comes to King. A lot is going to be on the plate of Chris Cole and Justin Williams this week to try to replace what C.J. Allen meant. But, you know, look back to last year. Georgia didn't have Christian Miller in that game on the defensive line. I think he's someone who could have a very big game on Friday. And just with the way that this unit has played, so disciplined, where you started to see the sacks, you started to see the impact plays. They had an interception against Texas. This unit has gotten better throughout the course of the season, specifically since the end of October. It has continued to improve, and I do think that they're in position to make things difficult, especially knowing what Georgia Tech likes to do, specifically with Haynes King in the running game.
Connor Riley, our guest, guys, from Dog Nation. You can read him and check out all the great stuff that they put out in regards to the Dogs as we get ready for rivalry weekend. I'm curious, you know, Kirby's talked about it. We've been discussing it all week, Connor. This best-case scenario of being in the SEC championship, not being in it, has anything changed over the last few days when you talk about this? Obviously, you want to beat Tech, but that has no bearing really on the SEC championship game.
Yeah, hey, for your Georgia fan out there curious, the two games you got to watch this weekend are Texas A&M, Texas at 7:30 on Friday, and Alabama, Auburn at 7:30 on Saturday. Either Texas A&M or Alabama lose, Georgia will go to the SEC championship game. I know there's some concern about wanting to play in that game. What's the value to gain from that? You saw last year they lose Carson Beck in that game, and that drastically impacted how they played against Notre Dame, in my opinion. But with how well this team has played in the last month, specifically you look at that Texas game, if they play well again on Saturday, I think there's a sense that you'd want to see them play well, try and keep that momentum. Because while, yes, if you don't play in the SEC championship game, you're almost certainly going to get a first-round home game, potentially against the Group of Five champion as the number five seed. And while that's all very appetizing, there's a world where, say, Texas Tech loses to BYU in the Big 12 championship game, and Georgia doesn't get to go play in the SEC championship game. Georgia could get a bye anyway and then have to go 32 days without playing a game. I do think that there would be some rust there that they'd be worried about. So I think for the Georgia team, with how well they've played of late, I think you want to see them continue to have that momentum. Well, yes, the rest would obviously help a guy like a C.J. Allen. With this team and how they've continued to get better throughout this season, they're coming off a great game 2 weeks ago against Texas. Well, last week against Charlotte, I think they did what they needed to and just like, hey, let's shut it down. Let's be healthy. I do think that you want to see them continue to play. So another data point for this Georgia team I think would be very beneficial, especially if you get a chance to play Alabama and you know, look, they played them very close the first time. Two, three plays go differently. Maybe they find a way to win. I don't think that getting another crack at Alabama would be the worst thing for this Georgia team.
You want to see Georgia play Alabama again? Get over this Kirby Alabama thing at some point?
I personally don't, because I don't just trust Georgia to win that game, but I do think that there are people and teams in that locker room that believe that they can go toe-to-toe and beat Alabama. And you know, again, if Talon Taylor catches a pass, Kirby makes a different decision on the fourth down in that game, you know, there's a world where Georgia beats them, and they're 11-0 right now and probably the number one team in the country.
What's your gut on the Lane Kiffin decision, apparently after the Egg Bowl?
I believe that he is going to be the head coach at LSU next season. I just think that he fits very well culturally there. I think he wants to win a national championship. And while NIL and the transfer portal have leveled the playing field, I still believe LSU gives him a better chance of doing that than Ole Miss. I will say if it's not LSU, I do think he retains and stays at Ole Miss. I don't think Florida is the option that a lot of Florida fans want him to be. But I think ultimately LSU is what he elects to go with on Saturday.
Yeah, it's just weird because I think it's almost like the press release we got last week from the athletic director or the department. It just seems like you're just kind of forestalling the inevitable. And it just, I guess, you know, Ole Miss fans are just going to be in denial. The worst part of it is, we talked about this earlier with West Durham, the way the College Football Playoff Committee dropped Ole Miss, it's almost like a preamble to Florida State. Like, you're not the same team if Lane Kiffin's not coaching you in the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't understand how Oregon, whose best win is over a three-loss USC team that is on the fringe of the top 20, is ahead of an Ole Miss team now, which went on the road and beat Oklahoma, who's a top 10 team, whose lone loss went on the road, whereas Oregon lost at home to Indiana. I just think that, again, you know, and Mike, you know that Florida State situation so well. You hate it for these Ole Miss players, much like you hated it for Florida State and what they had to go through back in 2023. And look, they've done everything they can, and they're still, in my mind, going to be a college football playoff team. But it's really unfortunate, especially if you're an Ole Miss fan, where Lane has unfortunately, I think, taken you hostage, and because of his own inability to control the narrative. Again, this has been something consistent with Lane throughout his time as a head coach. He's looking at other jobs. You know, Nick Saban didn't let him coach in the 2016 national championship game because he was too focused on Florida Atlantic.
Right.
You hate this for Ole Miss, and this shows, I think, the worst part of college football and the way it is looking to go.
Connor, great stuff, man. Tell the people where they can follow you.
Yep, you guys can follow me on Twitter, at @KConnorRiley.
And happy Thanksgiving, man. Appreciate
it. Thanks for everything this year. Right on.
All right, Connor Riley there, Dog Nation. We've got to get to Coach Ra. You will hear him answer the questions that we presented today, including a lot about the quarterbacks and Kirk Cousins, because he had things that he wanted to let us know specifically about this offense.
And specificity on what's going on with Penix Jr., why Penix Jr. couldn't be under center.
He had his surgery, by the way. Ra clears that up as well. Stay there. Our conversation with Raheem Morris, Falcons head football coach, next.
Out.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, 404-726-0929. Take it easy on Big O. Caller 7, you're seeing GNR with me and Carl. We're going to drink some beers at Truist Park. Yeah, do Paradise City.
Let's go. Hey, man, Coach Ross stopped by. We wanted to get an update on a lot of different things, but the first thing we needed to know was what's going on with Drake London and what is his injury status?
Drake's doubtful. You know, I don't know what the official status is. Bassley puts that out so we don't get in trouble from National Football League.
Doubtful? Mm-hmm. Doubtful?
You know, but okay. But you know, like, realistically, you know, we knew it was a multi-week injury. When I say week to week, kind of use that for everybody so you guys kind of get a feel for it. Drake looks good. He's moving well. I'm sure he's going to try to talk me onto the ledge as opposed to off. Mm. You know, that's just the mentality of Drake.
But Coach, how does that work, by the way? Does a play just come to you and go, like, come on, I want to play?
Well, you know, not always in that fashion. But usually what happens is you go through a certain amount of clearance and then, you know, there's a possibility of it and there's a chance and then there's flat nose and, like, what it takes and what the estimated time lengths are. And you got a lot of smart people than me and you doing that. So then when a player feels really good, they try to rush themselves back sometimes. And sometimes you got to protect them from themselves.
Well, one of the cool stories from New Orleans was seeing Darnell Mooney getting involved, and we saw play action. Kirk Cousins with an absolute dime, 50 yards in the air. That's as good as it looks. Gets us back to your favorite conversation, play action under center. You talked about Kirk does it better. Was there ever a
not necessarily better. It's just he's done it longer. He's more comfortable doing it.
Okay.
When there was no pistol when we grew up, you know, like when Kirk's not far from us.
Right.
You know, so like he's done that for a long time. And then, you know, really his pistol days kind of began in Washington. Right. Right? When RG3 was the starter and he was the backup and RG3 was a big pistol guy. We were able to implement a lot of things later on the Bears. You remember all the zone read stuff with those guys. And obviously when you become the quarterback, you get good at those things and throwing plaques and off those things. And then it kind of evolved. And then with the Achilles, when he got back and he got really comfortable in a pistol because of some of those things. So, like, it's just kind of evolved to that world. So, like, you know, I never really have a preference to either one, but I do have different reasons why you like each one. I won't tell you guys, so elaborate, because I don't want those guys to know why. But there are different reasons for you to do it. You know, last year, for example, we – probably led the league in drop back passes in the pistol last year, you know, at one point. Part of the 500-yard day, you know, like, is how do you identify it as a defense? You know, do you identify it as up under dot or do you identify it as shotgun? And a lot of those things are based on what you can control and how you manipulate coverage and things of that nature. So, like, there's a bunch of different reasons for it. I know everybody has a simple answer on the radio, but, like, right. That's just not the easy part.
With Penix Jr., just as a follow-up, was when you got him in, when they drafted, you talked about in the process, guys like Fontenot was very high, Terry was high on Michael Penix Jr. Did you envision him just being a shotgun quarterback? Because the NFL, the feeling is, yes, you can use the pistol, but at some point you got to be under center, and he's going to have to learn to be under center and be more comfortable being under center.
No, Mike can do whatever. You know, he's been in the center this year. We've done a little bit of that as well. So, like, it's just a matter of where you want to be based on game plan, based on preference, based on things of that nature. And there's a couple really good points that we love in the pistol that we don't like to really share. But, like, there's a couple different points about it, like not just with the quarterback, with other people, with timing, with certain things of that nature. So there's a couple different things you love. I might tell you off air.
Okay. I want to hear it. It's Coach Raheem Morris joining us, guys, as we get ready for the Jets. How much input does Kirk have when it comes to the game plan? And how much input did Michael have when it comes to the game plan? I know there are different places, but I think this has been a topic of conversation, Coach, because of Cousins' experience, and maybe that's why this looked a little different, is because he came in and said, hey, these are the things I want to do, versus Michael saying, what should we do?
So I'll start from the beginning. I got to start with Mike first, right? Mike was the first year starter this year, and Mike came in really as his first year going to his full-time starting deal, and you kind of just pick it up and you do what you're told at those moments. But, you know, like, the problem was, the just in a couple weeks before and previous weeks, we talked about, hey, you taking the keys, taking more ownership, being able to talk. And, like, what was really sad about the injuries that he had just started to do that. So you start to feel some rhythm, some routine from him, some certain things that just
– So he was giving
you,
more?
Yeah, help you grow as a quarterback.
Okay.
Like, then that's like when you – it's like anything else. If you come to 92.9 with a suggestion and they do it, you got to make it work, right?
True.
You take a little bit more ownership. So, like, those are the things you were encouraging from him. Like, that doesn't happen in two games. That doesn't happen in one game. That doesn't happen – overnight. Like, that takes a little bit of time with young quarterbacks, where Kurt has been doing it for a bunch of different years, and he necessarily is not as comfortable coming to you just telling you everything to do, but he's going to be more vocal when you talk about the things that he does like from a practice standpoint and being able to articulate that when he comes off the grass or the next morning, whatever the case may be, or if it's just something that, you know, maybe you don't understand fully or you want to get more clarity to, those conversations are a lot easier had at that moment for him. So I believe he can go out and do some of those things as well. And that's where Michael was heading, as any, you know, got a chance to sit behind Kirk and watch some of those things.
It is head coach Raheem Morris. Guys, live inside the Ticketmaster Studios at the Branch. How much conversation, how much time was spent with you and Terry and the staff to say we are going to pivot from Kirk Cousins after last season and say, hey, you know, we're moving forward with Michael Penix? And because the initial impression was you paid good money for Cousins. You figured your OC is working with him for 3 years, 2 years minimum. And how hard was that to come to that decision?
All those decisions are tough. You know, there's no easy decisions in football. And it's really why I say to you guys a lot, you don't get it, but I don't ride the emotional roller coaster because you got to make it the best decision for the Atlanta Falcons at the time. And we weren't playing very well, you know, when we had to make that decision. And it was a couple weeks in a row, and you kept hoping you could turn it around. You kept hoping your thing would just pop. And then eventually we got to that Raider game where we won the game, but it just didn't feel as well as it should and do some things you wanted to have. And you got to just go take a chance to get that shot, to take that stretch run and go get it, right? And we made the move. We won a giant game, and we're not able to finish that Washington game. And then, obviously, we ended it in the shootout when we lost to Carolina. But want to give ourselves the best opportunity to go win that thing, and it didn't pan out. But those decisions are always tough. You know, those decisions never get easy. You just got to make the right one for
it. Was there ever a chance that Cousins would be the starter this year, to start the season?
No. There would be no real reasons that you could have made Kurt the starter, you know, based on our offseason, based on our preparation, based on the things that we had done. And Mike had done such a great job. You guys have been able to witness a lot of those practices, and you've been a part of it. Don't try to act like he wasn't here.
We saw him making throws.
We were excited about it.
Yeah, everybody's excited. So, like, we came into the thing, you know, really fired up. And I'm still fired up about Mike. I mean, I think the world of him, so I can't wait.
So he's had surgery today?
Yes, surgery. Yes, what's today?
Wednesday. So he had surgery Tuesday.
He had surgery yesterday.
Okay.
You know, had surgery. It went well. Everything came back great. I don't want to give you any doctor's terms, just know it went well. And then everything is expected to be, you know, on task and on hand for what we all expect from that injury.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys. As before we get to the Jets and stuff, I saw this. I think Bass and company maybe posted it. Rookie leaders, sacks, Jalen Walker. Interceptions, Xavier Watts. Pressure rate, James Pierce Jr. All three of these rookies are on our squad. And as I put it out there, the future is bright. What do you see with these individuals and how they've contributed to this football team?
We're missing Billy. Obviously, he got injured twice, but he was a significant contributor for us as well, starting nickel for us, made big-time plays, interceptions, all kinds of stuff. You know, but our rookies that are playing currently and talking about it now and just kind of going over it, Jalen Walker was able to come on the scene and really show right away he was a run-dominant player, using his hands, hand usage, started him out playing primarily on the edge, and then you start to see him slowly creep around to the interior rush, to off the ball, to some of the drops, and then all of a sudden, you know, the rush just got better from a dynamic personality, from bending the corner, coming around the edge, or running games, or being able to manipulate protections with a guy like him and Kaden, being able to work in unison with those two guys. So I think his growth and development has been awesome. Had a little small setback with the groin. You know, obviously we all freaked out, got all nervous about it, but that's a part of our game. And I was really happy to see how he developed, even when he got hurt. And so when he bounced back, it's really been moving in the right direction for him. And then James, we watched him very early on, you know, show right away the pass rush that he was. You know, we all were enamored by the amounts of fights that he had in practice and training camp. But what we've seen from that point on is how he grew from a run defender and how he was able to use his hands in the run game, how he was able to throw hands, how the physicality of the game and how his body's changed has really helped him morph into what he's become the last about 4 or 5 weeks, right, where he's almost unblockable at times. Like, he's got such a good pass rush, such a good get-off. You know, he plays with such a good demeanor. He's been playing better and harder. A lot of credit to his coach, Jackie Smith. You know, a lot of credit to all the guys around him. You know, Brick, you got to give credit to just putting these guys with the heart, mind, fist mentality. And then, obviously, X, right from the beginning, you remember the first game of the season. He had two picks that he could have had in the first game. That would definitely change the outcome of that game. And he was that close, missed them. And since then, he's been able to grab in a Minnesota game. He's been in last week. And he's always making these timely plays. And one of the most impressive was last week, making the tackle on Kamara on the screen from the middle of the field. I haven't seen him. I mean, Kamara is a special player in a lot of space. So to be able to see him close and make that kind of tackle was special.
We talked a lot the last couple of weeks about special teams. On the positive side, you're able to get the big field goal, the long field goal before the half. And Zane's been doing a good job.
Sure.
But still allowing too many big I guess flipping the field with big kick returns. How do you stop
one,
that?
One last week, and it was a one man show. That's been corrected, and it that can't happen, right? You can't void a lane and get out and do those things. And
somebody's been benched. Go ahead, coach.
The other positive was that was the return game got going. You know, and it was nullified by one other selfish play on a taunting penalty.
Saw that.
And that can't happen, right? That was the difference in field position.
And like, you addressed that on the field.
Without those two plays, I mean, you're looking at a really good special teams day. Like, that's some really impressive tackles. Mike Ford's been one of the best special team players in the league all year. And then to finally get Agnew going, right? He almost won us a game the week before with a big return, gave us, set us up to score. And then this week came out, popped a really big return, and then had another to really knock that game, put it out of the way, and help us get some, establish some field position, because that was tough defense. Hard to go all the way down the field, just like we were hard to go down the field on. Those things can't happen. You can help yourself win that way.
Yeah, big penalties. I know it drives us nuts. Coach, before we talk about the Jets, it's Coach Raheem Morris, guys, here on a Wednesday up at Flower Branch. I just want to get clarification because we were just talking about this to our audience. Mike asked the question. You're saying Michael Penix can do all the things, but Kirk is under center. He is more comfortable there. I just want clarification because I think the question for a lot of Falcon fans is, will Michael Penix be able to be under center the way we need him to be when he returns? Because we've seen Cousins do it and have success, but yet we didn't see as much with Michael Penix. Yeah. That's the perception.
Yeah, Mike can go under center at any time. You know, Mike was able to go under center this year. He can go under center at any time. He's actually had a lot of success in the play action pass off the pistol this year, right? Because Mike has such a big arm and providing more space that he's actually had a couple of different stuff on some of the play passes to Drake and things of that nature. You know, like, we didn't get a chance to get the big connection with him and Mooney, like the blazer that we hit the other day, but like, you'd like to get some of those things done as well. But like, Mike can do whatever you ask him to do.
Because this year we saw some good, some bad, some ugly. I think you see that with any rookie quarterback or quarterback going to his first 14 starts. The footwork stuff, is that things, everything you saw was correctable? Or was some of this because the offensive line, there were some breakdowns that struggled in the losing streak specifically, where the third down conversion rate went way down, completion rate went down as well?
Yeah, that was all encompassing. You know, you nailed that, right? That was pretty easy. You know, talking about, like, some of it was breakdown from either a protection standpoint, or some of it was breakdown from either a really good defense. Got to give those guys credit at times. Or some of it was either a missed throw, or some of it was a drop at times. Or some of those, they were all encompassing in those moments, especially when you had that stretch of really bad third downs in those moments. But even within that stretch where we had the bad third downs, it was moments there where we didn't have a third down because of the play action passes and the explosive plays that we were able to create with them, or him or Bijan being able to get down the field and be able to eliminate that. You know, I believe the Colt game, I don't know, I think we were 0-for, I don't know, for third downs, but we had like three really big scoring drive there. We didn't touch a third down.
Right.
And that was impressive, too.
We've known Aaron Glenn a long time. He's putting his mark on the Jets. Was happy when he got the job, but it's a tough place. Mm. But they've been competitive, Coach, and they're doing a lot of good things. We were telling our audience, defense is allowing 193 passing yards a game. That's ranked 10th in the NFL. 127 rushing yards per game. There are some things their team is doing well despite the record. What are you seeing with the Jets?
Yeah, it's the same thing you just mentioned. You know, talking about a team that wants to run the football and be able to stop the run. So they want to be able to go out there and do those things, and they're probably establishing a new defense, establishing a new offense, and they're going out there and establishing those things. Those things don't happen overnight. They traded away a bunch of players. They accumulated a bunch of picks. You know, they're in a transition period on what they want to do, and I think they've done a nice job. And, like, you better come ready to play because they've shown they can play with anybody.
Yeah, Brick knows these guys, as you said. They got playmakers on defense. So more of that two tight end, a lot more tight ends. Tight end city on Sunday.
You know, you never give away a game plan. I thought that was pretty unique to come out and do as missed 13 as we did last week. And it was, again, specific to who we just played. So, like, yeah, obviously you never abandon all of everything, and you never go away from completely doing what you did a little bit the week before, because you can build on some of those things. But you can expect to see a bunch of different personnel.
Okay.
All right, last thing. Got to get sentimental with you. It's Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Bash, you too, in here, behind the scenes. What are you thankful for, man? What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful I don't have to see Bassity that long tomorrow.
We are practicing, right? Tomorrow, you guys got practice?
We do have practice. We're coming in a little bit earlier. You guys are probably waking up, you know, getting all breakfast up, or a little bit of breakfast. You know, you have the small breakfast.
Yeah.
Have your little coffee, and you be with your families, and then we'll be together with our family, the football family, and we'll come in. We'll be able to get our meetings in, be able to get our installs in, obviously be able to combine our walkthrough and practice where we can do it together, get it on the grass, and then come right off the field and allow those guys to be able to get home so they can get to their family. So, like, trying to get those guys home, you know, hopefully before 2, Get them to their house so they can enjoy their families, be able to watch some of the games with their families, be able to have a little bit of that moment. You know, obviously the coaches will be here a little bit longer because you got to prepare for the next day, right? You come in and they don't start over. So you got to prepare for the next day. But hopefully we all can get home as a coaching staff, and some people can work from home, do some different things and get there so we can all be home to enjoy.
You watch football on Thanksgiving or you – because you live it every day? No.
No, I always enjoy those moments because, like, how often do you get a chance to sit with your son and watch the game, right? And you know, so like sitting there with watching the game with him and, you know, printing out the schedule and letting him make his picks, you know, it's always fun.
Okay.
And he always picks it based on sentimental value. And that's my Uncle Kyle. That's my Uncle Sean. And, you know, so.
Because he knows his dudes.
Correct.
Yeah,
so like
that's cool.
So like he, Uncle Matt and all those guys.
Cool stuff from Raheem Morris. Hey, man, we are live at Flowery Branch. We got to get out of here and clear our throat. Thanks to all of our guests. Raheem Morris, if you missed Jesse Bates, go online at odyssey.com. JB3 was great today as well.
He was great.
And thanks to Connor Riley, man. Big shout out to Big O back at the studio. Of course, Day-Day, our executive producer. And Chris Turtle has a full 4 hours tonight. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man, happy Thanksgiving to everybody. As Carl said to start the show, without you, there is no us. And we love the fact we have such a great audience we can connect with every day, and you let us have one of the coolest jobs ever. So thanks for that. Real quick, Carl, you know it's been 3 friggin' years since Stranger Things last episode?
Really?
Yes, it was 2022.
Wow.
I don't even remember the friggin' show. I know 11, I think, lost her powers. Some bad guy named Vecna, and the sheriff was like in Russia. I don't even know anymore. It starts tonight on Netflix.
Wow. Now you got me wondering because I went back and watched the whole series over again, and then I was like, wow, that's it. And now it's not over. It's coming back. Hey, man, as we give thanks, we just want to say again, thank you guys as we get into this holiday season. Be safe. Enjoy. We are back with you guys Monday to talk about all the things. It's a big weekend, college football, NFL, all the things that are going on. We're back with you at 2 o'clock on Monday. Have a safe holiday, everybody. If you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you lost an injunction. Have your wife stop breaking your balls.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.